Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Nell Merlino. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go find the things that Nell has talked to us about over the years right there on her suite that we've created for her in on our website. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there and check out all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Nell's website. Nell, why don't you give us the website and tell us about the big event you got coming up.
Okay. We've got a big event coming up April 4th in Denver, Colorado, at the Marriott in the City Center in Denver. And it is a twist on our Make Money Million Dollar Business events, where we used to end up with 20 finalists there that would come pitch their business and be voted on by a panel of judges. Well, we have changed the format so that 250 women can come and pitch their business. We're going to have, 25 judges so that we can, at the end of this process, get 50 to 65 women into our program all in one fell swoop. Because what we're finding is more and more women want to get in there and because they're doing so well.
Now tell us what happens when they get in there.
When they get in there, they get coaching. They get business coaching. They learn about the things you and I are talking about in terms of financing, in terms of making good relationships with your community banks, understanding your finances. They get national PR so that people, customers, can find them and they can find new customers. We just recently did a focus group with a lot of the women who've gotten to a million, and one of the things they said was most helpful that we provide is this national exposure so that they can expand their customer base and really build their business. So that's what's happening, in the first part of the year for us, and we are just so excited about it.
Give us the website. Give us the website now.
It's makemineamillion.org.
All right.
Is where you go to find out about.
Now, I said count me in earlier. That's right too, though, right?
Yeah, you can do countmeinin.org or makemineamillion.org. But for these competitions,
and I said .com, so folks, it's countmeinin.org or makemineamillion.org. So check that out.
That's right. We're not
thanks again for all the work, all the good work you're doing for the ladies there, and so they can still go there and find out and find out how to be part of this, right?
Absolutely.
Still time.
Absolutely. They can
still
join
time,
our community
ladies,
for
check
free.
It out. And guys, you may
we
want to drop by just to
every
see
every week.
What
we got all kinds of stuff.
You may want to drop by, guys, just to see what the ladies are up to.
Absolutely.
I think I might have to go out there and check on them myself. Hey, Nell, in the previous segment, you talked about media, how media is changing. And
yeah,
I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, what you have, in local communities, newspapers are closing. So what are you doing to let people know about your products and services? And it's all or a lot of it's social media. So we all got to learn it. And use it. And, I know some people still think that Facebook is for friends. Facebook and LinkedIn and all of those social media sites have places for business now. And so I just can't stress how important it is because Count Me In is on Facebook. We've got a Count Me In page. We've got a Make Mine a Million page. I got a page. So that you can reach the people that, gravitate to you and your products and your customers. So learning those things or really setting aside the time to engage in that way, we are increasingly find is a way that people find new customers and stay in touch with your existing customers.
Well, see, thing that I think is most significant about the social media thing now is not so much whether you use this site or that platform or whatever. It's what's happening to the way customers are wanting to be connected with these days. That's the big story, in my opinion. That's the underlying foundation of this whole thing. Because now, in 5 years, we may not be using LinkedIn or Twitter anymore,
right,
but people
right
will still want to be connecting with each other the way they did on those sites.
Yes, I absolutely
agree.
So
don't get all excited. I don't think we should get all excited about the platform. We should be agnostic about the platform. It shouldn't matter about the platform. In fact, within a year or two or three now, you and I will have our own platforms. We'll be building our own LinkedIns and our own Facebooks. Customers will still want to be connecting to us the way that they do on Facebook today. What do you think?
I agree with you. It'll be something that you and I haven't thought of yet, but it's for the same purpose.
Right.
Connect with the customers. Find out what they want. And to make it easy for them. I mean, as we're watching people, you know, over this last holiday, be able to shop with apps and look up everything and find the lowest price and all those things and Groupon and all those different opportunities. Because they're opportunities not just for customers, they're also opportunities for small business.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that, you know, if you don't feel up on this, the most important thing to do is talk to a young person. Talk to somebody who's between, I don't know, 16 and 25, or 12 and 25, because they now have been using all this stuff, some of them since they first started reading.
But the thing is, though, they have to be your social media expert, but you have to train them about business, and the two of those things have to come together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more.
When they help you with social media, you have to explain to them how business works online, and they may not know about that. Now give us a website quickly one more time.
MakeMineAMillion.org, April 4th in Denver. If you want to get your business to a million, come join us.
Now you're my hero. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Now Merlino, folks, she'll be back. I will be too right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.